Bond?
Hello? Hi, this
Yes,
is Shaw again.
I'm sorry, I lost you there again.
Yeah.
We got these phones that are like computer-based, and then sometimes little clicks with the internet, I think sometimes that's what triggers the problem.
Maybe like bandwidth. We have an internet-based phone, too.
Yes.
And when we expand it, we didn't have enough bandwidth to support, so it kept dropping calls. So maybe the same problem.
My gosh, yeah. Now we're trying to negotiate how we're gonna change to Time Warner because they have a very good Wi-Fi and computers, and they can take my phone. So we're gonna make that switch.
Yeah, I like Comcast.
So I was saying
that
she was trying
there.
To give me the months right now. I just see how many more we have.
Sure, but, no problem. Just to give you kind of very honest feedback here, you know, so we don't waste each other's time if it doesn't sound like a good deal for you. So based on your gross sales of about 400,000, our rule of thumb is usually we can free up about 10 to 15% of that. So on the lower range, on the high range, it'll be about 60K. And now that's like with someone with a, you know, good credit. So what do you rate your credit as? National average.
My credit has been rated as good. You know, I'm in the 720, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I only have one really bad stain on my record that has been there for a long, long time, which was a scam that an energy company named Ambit was running in our neighborhood. And so we did the energy thingy. It was a clause there that they said I should have read and called them. And then I went through the contract and I couldn't find anything. So what happens is for my electric bill from in 1 month it was $300, $350 like that. All of a sudden it jumped to $900 and some dollars.
That's
yes.
Crazy.
So I said, no, this is impossible for me to pay this amount of money. It is what you're going to charge me. He said, well, you never called to renew or anything. And I said, how am I supposed to renew something that was issued by you guys? And the guy that sold me this was a guy that I knew. So neither to tell you, I'm disputing that, and it's been in dispute for about 5 years. And, they never get it off the record. It's there.
That's
they got
crazy.
The power to put you there, and no matter if it's their thing or not, they have the power to do that to you, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. I had some issues like that before too, but not with the energy company, just like with the internet, you know, like the cable box and stuff.
Almost the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. So if you have a good credit and you know your business is healthy, on the higher range, we can free up about $60,000 for you.
Do $60,000 for us?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
So with the 60, we can do the payoff of the on deck and the line of credit and get you extra on top. It won't be, you know.
Actually, that would be really good because, that is a good chunk right there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good chunk that goes out of pocket. And for how long will be the terms?
I will be able to give you the length of the term and how much it's going to cost after the application. But I just want to let you know up front that we won't be able to pay off the equipment loans, you know, the 100K. But most likely we'll be able to do the cash loan for the on-deck payoff and then get you extra on top.
I see. Okay, no, that would work. That still would work because actually I think the on-deck is the one that is putting a little bit of dent right now since it's a weekly thingy.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it's a short term. Like I said, you know, we can pay it. It's just right now with as soon as my kids go back to college, we have to. Actually, we have to come up with the cash before that.
When do they go to college?
My daughter goes next month, and my son goes back in September.
I see.
And his tuition went up $6,000. And
what about
my daughter's tuition?
What about tuition loan, like with a. You know, like
we have tried that before, you know, with them, and those loans are a lot more strict. So when we try to be co-signers for them, then they said that we don't qualify because we have too much going on for us. And I said, well, obviously we do because we own the business, and so you have to kind of like get yourself into some that kind of situation.
Yeah.
And so they wanted for something perfect, so it couldn't work. Right now with my daughter, we're trying to see because they are offering her something because it was all a very sudden raise on her tuition, and a lot of students there, they're responsible for their own, and they cannot afford that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Where is she studying?
She's studying at the University of Rochester in New York.
Mm, nice. What is she studying?
It's pretty pretty. Pardon me?
What is she studying, like a major?
She's a biology. Biology and with a little bit of administration. She's trying to see if she can do something in the pharmaceutical sales field.
Oh, very nice. A lot of good money there.
I think it is. Yeah. And my son is at the University of San Diego.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have a lot of friends that studied in UC San Diego for biology and things like that. They're in like biotech. Not me. My friends. I have a lot of friends.
Yes. Yeah. UCSD is a wonderful college. Oh my God. I mean, this is a university, and my son is there. He's going to be a senior this coming year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he's into that.
Is he also in biology?
No, he's nano engineering.
Nano engineering. Oh wow.
Yeah, you know that engineering that teach you how to domesticate atoms and molecules.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, I mean, there's military here, so you know, very useful.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. I mean. So that's the only thing I'm going to be able to leave them behind. You know, a good education.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very smart kids.
Thank you. Yes. They're good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your son's graduating soon. Is he going to go grad school?
Pardon me?
Is he going to continue studying to get, like, master's?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. But that one is going to be now based on, hopefully, we're going to try to find a company that can offer some type of assistance with with degrees, or see how we can go. Well, the thing is, you know, we have to go to a very selected university that is going to provide nanoengineering as a graduate and master's.
That's true.
And I think it's most likely going to be Rice University here in Houston.
I see. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, really it's just about learning, you know.
Yes, yeah. And at least, you know, it's something, at least, you know, I mean, it's a good associate degree. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty. How about this? I'll send over the application right now.
Okay.
So what I would need is just the one-page application, just, you know, basic, your personal information, business information, and then I'll just need January to June bank statements, business statements, and then the most recent tax return. Do you already, hopefully, maybe you didn't do it yet, but do you have 2015 already?
Yes, we do.
You do? Okay, cool. So I'll take that, and then also
one year tax returns, mm-hmm. and then how many bank statements?
January to June.
January to June.
Uh-huh.
Bank statements, and then what else?
The application, which I will send to you.
The application, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when your customers pay you, do they usually pay you by check, cash, or credit card usually?
All of the above.
All of them? Okay.
Yes.
We do
merchant accounts, and I mean, I don't know if we can link that with you guys too.
Yeah, we can look at that too. Can you send over the merchant bank account or merchant
statement?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I just need March to June for that.
Okay, and then we need March to June.
Mm-hmm. And then,
now let me ask you, in your experience, okay, I know that you cannot tell me terms and length based on the application, but do you have like a worst case scenario and base case scenario?
Sure. So worst case scenario is, it would be, the worst case scenario from what I see is maybe we'll only be able to get you the 12 month again. But it will be extended for you because, you know, what you're on deck right now, you paid off a few months already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it would be, let's just say, for example, we fund, you know, next week. So you would have 12 months from next week to pay off. For me, I think that would be the worst case scenario, be a 12-month term.
Okay. And the best case scenario would be?
Best best case scenario, our loans go up to 3 years for capital loans. So we do a little bit longer term than OnDeck does, give you more time to pay back. That would be a best case scenario.
I see. And your interest rate runs about what? It also changes, right, from lower to higher.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll definitely I'll take a look at your OnDeck contract too. That was another thing that I was going to tell you to send over. What we do, since we want to win your business, obviously, we would get you something that's cheaper than, you know, obviously the ones that you want to pay off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I would look for the 3 years if possible, because that gives you a lot of breathing time. And with the type of working capital that you mentioned, that will be
Exactly.
Fine. Yeah,
definitely,
be
I will try to get you the 3 years, but that's, you know, obviously the best case scenario.
Best case scenario. And then you also be able to fall like in between on a 24 months or stuff like that too as well?